I for my own self songs to root rack on journeys jargon, how I in harsh days hardship endured oft. Bitter breast cares have I abided, known on my keel many a care's hold and dire sea surge. And there I oft spent narrow night watch nigh the ship's head, while she tossed close to cliffs. Coldly afflicted, my feet were by frost benumbed. Chill its chains are. Chafing sighs hew my heart around, and hunger begot mere weary mood. Lest man know not that he on dry land loveliest liveth, list how I care, wretched on ice-cold sea, weathered the winter, wretched outcast, deprived my kinsman. Hung with hard ice flakes where hailscar flew, there I heard naught save the harsh sea and ice-cold wave, at whiles the swan cries. Did for my games the gannet's clamour, sea-fowl's loudness was for me laughter, the muse singing all my mead drink. Storms on the stone cliffs beaten fell on the stern in icy feathers. Full oft the eagle screamed with spray on his pinion. Not any protector may make merry man faring needy. This he little believes why in winsome life abides mid burghers some heavy business, wealthy and wine-flushed. How I weary oft must bide above brine, near nightshade snoweth from north. Frost froze the land, hail fell on earth, then corn the coldest. Nathless there knocketh now the heart's thought, that I on high streams the salt wavy tumult traverse alone. Moaneth alway my mind's lust, and that I fare forth, and that I afar hence seek out a foreign fastness. For this there's no mood lofty man over earth's midst, not though he be given his good, but will have in his youth greed, nor his deed to the daring, nor his king to the faithful, but shall have his sorrow for seafare, whatever his lord will. He hath not heart for harping, nor in a ring having, nor winsomeness to wife, nor world's delight, nor any whit else save the wave's slash. Yet longing comes upon him to fare forth on the water. Boss, take a blossom, cometh beauty of berries, fields to fairness, land fares brisker. All this admonisheth man eager of mood. The heart turns to travel so that he then thinks on floodways to be far departing. Cuckoo calleth with gloomy crying. He singeth summerward, bodeth sorrow the bitter heart's blood. Burgher knows not, he the prosperous man, what some perform where wandering them widest draweth. So that but now my heart burst from my breast lock, my mood mid the mere flood over the whale's acre would wander wide. On earth's shelter cometh oft to me eager and ready the crying lone flyer, whets for the whale path the heart irresistibly, o'er tracks of ocean, seeing that anyhow my lord deems to me this dead life on lone and on land, I believe not that any earth will eternal standeth. Save there be somewhat calamitous, and that ere a man's tide go turn to twain, disease or oldness or sordid hate, beats out the breath from the doom-gripped body. And for this every earl, whatever, for those speaking after, Lord of the living, boast of some last word, and that he will work ere he pass onward, frame on the earth against foes his malice daring do. So that all men shall honor him after, and his lord beyond them remain mid the English eye for everlasting life blast, and delight mid the doughty. Days little durable, and all arrogance of earth and riches, there come now no kings, nor Caesars, nor gold-giving lords like those gone. Whoe'er in mirth most magnified, whoe'er lived in life most lordliest, drear all this excellence, delights undurable. Waneth the watch the world holdeth, tomb hideth trouble, and the blade is laid low. Earthly glory ageth and seareth, no man at all going the earth's gate, but age fares against him, his face paleth. Grey-haired he groaneth, knows gone companions, lordly men, are to earth or given. Nor may he then the flesh cover whose life ceaseth, nor eat the sweet, nor feel the sorry, nor stir hand, nor think in mid-heart. And though he strew the grave with gold, his born brothers, their buried bodies, be an unlikely treasure hoard.